Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, we brave the cold to visit an Alvar Aalto-designed building in the heart of Helsinki that's seen its fair share of events, both historic and cultural. Though Aalto's architecture is not uncommon across the city and country, for this building, he was also in charge of the design of the inside of the building too. To find out more, we enlisted the help of our Helsinki correspondent, Petri Butsov, and here he is.
The white marble facade of the Finlandia Hall looms majestically on the shore of the Töölö Bay in the center of Helsinki. Soaring above the rest of the edifice, the large main auditorium is its defining characteristic. Beneath it, a low-rise foyer reaches southward like a bird spreading its wings. In the summer, the white marble from the Tuscan village of Carrara invokes an almost Mediterranean feel against the blue skies and waters of the bay. In the winter, as the snow cover falls, the building is camouflaged, blending in seamlessly with the frozen cityscape of the Finnish capital. Finlandia Hall was designed in the 1960s by the celebrated Finnish architect Alvar Aalto, who at the time was in the prime of his career. Such was the star power of Aalto that he was tasked with designing not only buildings, but entire city centres. Helsinki of the 1960s was a city on the up. It was the capital of a nation that had shaken off the bitter losses of the Second World War. The economy was growing fast, and people from the rest of the country were flocking into the capital. In 1952, Helsinki had grabbed the world's attention by hosting the Summer Olympics. The nation wanted its star architect to redesign its center to reflect this newfound fame and confidence. Aalto's plan for central Helsinki included building an elevated roadway above the main railway artery leading into the city. Arriving drivers would be met with a row of white marble cultural buildings, showing to the visitors the cultural prowess of the young nation. Finlandia Hall was the centerpiece of Aalto's plan. "The most beautiful and central location in Helsinki needs a building that is worth it," Aalto said at the time. Upon entering the building through the main entrance, one arrives in the large foyer, dominated by white marble and blue ceramic tiles, the colours of the Finnish flag, symbolising the country's lakes and snowy landscapes. Undulating wooden shapes, Aalto's signature style, give the space a less corporate and more human feel. The main auditorium seats nearly 2,000 people and is the focal point of the building. Aalto spent a long time perfecting its look and acoustics using miniature models. The inside of the auditorium is a melange of asymmetric shapes in white marble and blue Finnish birch. From the outside, its unique design resembles a hand fan. Little did Aalto know at the time that his grandiose plan would prove to be too ambitious to the city officials, and to this day, Finlandia Hall is one of only two buildings in Aalto's plan that were built. Towards the end of his career, Aalto was dismayed by this. But to honour his legacy, the Finlandia Hall is now considered one of Helsinki's most famous landmarks and has played an important part in not only Finland's, but the entire world's history. In August 1975, at the height of the Cold War, the leaders of both the United States and the Soviet Union decided to meet in Helsinki in the spirit of détente. The meeting had been preceded by 2 years of intense negotiations. When the Soviet President Leonid Brezhnev and the US President Gerald Ford, along with heads of state from over 30, mostly European countries, descended upon Helsinki, Finlandia Hall was the only venue deemed fit for a meeting of this magnitude. The summit was called the Conference for Security and Cooperation in Europe, and it eventually grew into what is today the world's largest security-oriented intergovernmental organization, OSCE. Historians now believe that the Helsinki summit marked the beginning of the end for the Soviet Union and thus spelled the end of the Cold War. The summit solidified Finland's position as the neutral ground between the East and the West, a spirit that the country carries to this day. In 1990, Finlandia Hall hosted the meetings of George H.W. Bush and Mikhail Gorbachev, and 7 years later, between Bill Clinton and Boris Yeltsin. Because of its historical symbolism, the Finlandia Hall has attracted speakers such as the Tibetan leader Dalai Lama and Pope John Paul II. Finlandia Hall is today a vibrant event venue that plays host to international events, concerts and trade shows. It attracts 250,000 visitors each year that take part in over 1,000 events. Internationally, it has come to be regarded as one of Aalto's most recognized works. It was one of Aalto's last works, as he died a year after its final sections were completed. Over half a century after it was built, the building still lives up to the role Aalto originally envisaged for it. A symbol for both Helsinki and Finland.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Petri Butzoff for today's episode. And remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.